Okay, Parshas Lech Lecha begins really the Klal Yisrael's coming of age, as it were. Klal Yisrael, the one who began Klal Yisrael, the one who began our rich history, Avraham Avinu, takes center stage. And there's Nisyonos in this week's parasha that are mentioned, Derech Agav, the Nisyonos, the test Avraham Avinu had in great detail. And every single letter of this week's parasha, one can learn from Tile Tilim Shal Halachas within Musa, within growth. But I'd like to focus on the clash of personalities that brings out who Avraham Avinu was and what the opposite side is, to get the reality of what we should be fighting and what we should be connecting ourselves to. In both in Parshas Lech Lecha and Parshas Vayera, there is a lot of mention about Sodom. Sodom, this week's parasha, Perik Yud Gimel Pasuk, Yud Gimel, Anshei Sodom Roim V'Chatoin Hashem Ma'oid, Anshei Sodom were bad V'Chatoin Hashem Ma'oid. Rashi brings down, the Gemara brings down, Ve'inahem Chedik Lo'ilem Abo, Roim B'Gufon, Chatoin B'Moinom. They had tremendous wealth. These people were blessed with everything physically they could have ever wished for. And they were Mekalles Hashem. They were people who made a culture out of torturing people who gave hospitality. The Gemara talks about in Sanhedrin that they put the guests on beds and they'll stretch them or they'll chop their legs off. And absolutely, these people were cruel to the nth degree. One cannot possibly imagine how bad these people were. That Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't even allow them to do tshuva and destroyed their city because any remnant of them could pollute the society forever and ever. Turned over. It's never happened before that one particular city got turned over by a Kodesh Baruch Hu or nothing else. Now Sodom. And we have here connection between the Melech Sodom in this week's parasha, and we have Sodom in the next week's parasha. But let's focus on the Melech Sodom for a moment. Okay? The Melech Sodom. Sport this week's parasha discusses the Molchama between the four kings against the five kings. And it says in Perik Yedalad, Posecute, in Emek HaSidim, in this valley of Sidim, there are these Be'eros Be'eros Chemo, there are the pits full of lime. V'yonusu Melech Sodom V'Amorah, and Melech Sodom V'Amorah ran away there. V'yiplu Shomo, and they fell inside these pits. V'anishorim Herod Nosu, and everyone else ran away. It says Rashi. So let's see Rashi. Be'eros, Be'eros Chemo. Be'eros, Harbe Hoyushom. There are a lot of Be'eros. Shnoikli Mishom Adomo, the Tit Shal Binyan. And they took over there, they dug out from there, the tit, the lime stone, as it were, for the building. Umedra Shagoda, Shoya Tit Mugbal Behem. They had inside these pits, they had a ready made cement. And what should have happened was, the Melech Sodom should have sunk in them and died, never got out. V'naseh neis in Melech Sodom, and a neis happened to Melech Sodom. Sheyotze Mishom, he managed to pull himself, extricate himself from this pit. V'fish shohoyo bu'umois miksosun shohoy maminim. Why did he deserve this ness? Because since there were certain umois who did not believe, shenitzel Avraham or kafti mekivshon ha'esh, Avraham Avinu was not able to be saved by Kodesh Baruch Hu from the kivshon ha'esh in the time of Nimrod. V'kevin sheyotze zem in achemar, and because the evil Melech Sodom managed to get out of this pit, Heminu ba'Avronim Afreya, they believed that the ness that happened to Avraham Avinu was a real ness, and that worked back retroactively to show that that was actually true. In other words, what Rashi is saying over here is that Melech Sodom certainly did not deserve the miracle. That he should be saved from this pit of quicksand. He should not have been saved from there at all. Why was a ness done to him? Because they didn't believe Avraham Avinu was saved from the Ur Kaftim. The Litzonei Hador made fun, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a ness for Melech Sodom to be saved to show that if a Melech Sodom could be saved, certainly Avraham Avinu could be saved. Ad kam divrei Rashi. The Ramban asks, Vani tameh b'medrash Agoda hazeh. The Ramban asks, he doesn't understand. If these people did not believe that Avraham Avinu could get out the Derech Neis from the Ur Kaftim, from the fire, what did they rely on? Not Neis, but magic. Or Koyeches Hatzuma. Okay, it wasn't Kodesh Baruch Hu doing, it's Koyeches Hatzuma. If that's the case, if that same nace is done to Melech Sodom, that it's just going to strengthen their beliefs, That was not Kodesh Baruch Hu involved over here, but it's Koyach HaKishuv, Koyach of magic. Therefore, what help did it do to prove that Avraham Avinu was saved through a Kodesh Baruch Hu doing a neis by the fact that Melech Tzedoim was saved? Other Rabbah, I would say Melech Tzedoim is such a Rosha, he certainly should not deserve to be saved at all from the pit, if it was a neis, a Kodesh Baruch Hu was doing it. Elamai, what must it be? It must be magic. If it's magic, then it just makes it worse. Avraham Avinu is also saved by magic. So what does it help over here? So asks the Ramban. Answer the Ramban, maybe you have to explain as follows. So later on the Pasuk, the Melech Tzedoim came out towards him. So the Pasuk, Sheyotzum min Habor Kusha Omad Avram Olof. The Pasuk says later on, in Perek Zayin, he came out. Where did he come out from? Says the Ramban, Avram Ravina passed by, and suddenly a nace happened, that Melech Tzedoim that could not help himself before and managed suddenly now to come out to give cover to Avraham Avinu. Must look the sight. But he came out to give cover to Avraham Avinu. And it's clear that only because of Avraham Avinu was he saved. Just Avraham comes by the pit, that is when he got saved. Therefore it's clear, just in order to give cover to Avraham Avinu got saved. And therefore we have a Kal V'Chomer, if already Melech Tzedoim will be saved. Just to give cover to Avraham Avinu, Kol Shekein, he'll be saved, Avraham Avinu will be saved, through a nace to save Avraham Avinu himself. That's the Ramban. So we see from here, that Avraham Avinu, with his chus, saved Melech Tzedoim. Melech Tzedoim's whole existence in the physical world was due to Avraham Avinu. And everyone would expect to him to start learning from Avraham Avinu, to connect Avraham Avinu in a sense that he wants to learn from him and to somehow do tshuva, but we don't see that at all. We see Melech Tzedoim in fact going worse and worse until there was no other option but to turn over Tzedoim and Amora. What happened? How did Melech Tzedoim manage to confine himself into a situation where it was not possible for him to learn? Why didn't he learn? So there's a beautiful sefer called the Imre Avram, Rabbi Englad, Zechuno Livracha. It says very, very nicely. He said, let's look in the story. Later on, Avraham Avinu beat the enemies of Melech Tzedoim. Okay? And the Pasuk says, V'yom Melech Tzedoim al Avram. Melech Tzedoim said to Avram, Tein li ha-nefesh, give me the nefesh, give me the people. In other words, those people who are captured and all the different slaves. V'rachush kachloch, and the tremendous wealth that was collected during the Muhammad, you take the wealth. Rabbi Yisai, Tzedoim were not generous people. Tzedoim were in it for looking after themselves, in it for the money. The only other country I've seen who are so into looking after the money is a certain country in the world where if you actually have a car accident, you're a criminal. Because how dare you affect my car, even if it was an accident. They're so careful about their own possessions that they'll do everything possible, including stealing Nazi gold in order to look after themselves. Switzerland. Incredible selfishness. Incredible tight-fisted people. Tzedoim were a thousand times worse. Now they win a war. Avraham Avinu could have got away with giving him a nice check. No, take all the rechush, take all the wealth. This is a massive world war. This is five kings against four. The wealth there must have been unbelievable. People in those times would take out all the wealth out with them to the battlefield. Says Melech Tzedoim, take all the wealth, just give me back the people. Where is this generosity coming from? Why did he have this change of heart? What happened to him? What did Avraham Avinu say to him? V'yema Avraham el Melech Tzedoim, harimoisi yodi el Hashem kal enin konish mayim v'oretz. Im chut v'atzroich now. I won't take a thread, I won't take a shoelace. In Ekach Makala Shalach, everything I take for Livalei Soyme, Ani Ashati Es Avram, that you should not say that you made Avram Avinu wealthy. What's going on over here? Why is Avram Avinu being so on the defensive, that he's not going to be taking anything at all because you're the one who make me wealthy? He's very happy to take from Pari Melech Mitzrayim. Pari Melech Mitzrayim, he took wealth back. So why is this different? Why by Melech Tzedoim is not willing to take anything? Say the Mepharshim as follows. Melech Tzedoim had a cultural war with Avraham Avinu. This was not just a matter of opinion. This was an absolute world opinion. This was a clash of cultures. Avraham Avinu believed that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a Baal Chesed, and we've got to emulate Rabbeinu Shalom's ways. And even if it's difficult to do it in one day, one takes step after step, and eventually one gets there. The Melech Sadoim believed that it's all about looking after myself. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is too far away. You know, we don't start looking into Rabbeinu Shalom. It's too far. And therefore, he was all about looking after his Gashmias, looking after himself to make sure that there's no HaKadosh HaTov to other people. It's all about looking after myself. Says Melech Sadoim to Avraham Avinu, listen, I know what you like, Avraham Avinu. You're a person who is going to teach those people who are coming into contact with you about the Rabbeinu Shalom. You know what? I am willing to give you all the wealth. Take everything. Take all the wealth. Just give me those people that you'll not be able to influence them. I am happier that I walk away from this war without making any profits and losing all that money just that you should not have some Balei Tshuva that you'll be able to be Megayeh. That is what I'm careful about. That's what I care about. I do not want Chas V'Shalom to have influence over them that you should bring them into Kahal Hashem. And therefore, Teni HaNefesh, give me all the Nefesh, V'Rechush Kach Lach, you take all the wealth. Now, why could he just say, Teni HaNefesh, V'Rechush, and Avraham Avinu take a hike? You know, give me the wealth and the Nefashis and go away. Avraham can't fight against Melech Sadoim. So why did he give him the Rechush? You can understand why he took the Nefesh. Why did he give him the Rechush? Said the Melech Sadoim, what's going to happen? These people are going to have a Karas HaToiv to Avraham Avinu for saving them. For saving the country. And therefore this HaKadosh HaToiv could oblige them to be connected to Avraham Avinu, and therefore even if I receive the Nefashis back, there could be some people with good midos who will be going up to Avraham Avinu looking to give him back from HaKadosh HaToiv, and therefore will be able to influence them that way. Says the Melech Sadoim, you know what, take all the wealth. I want it to look like I've been like a cheap mercenary. People do that, they go out to war to make some money. I want you to go out as if you did it for the money. And therefore nobody will even be maketoba to you, and therefore there'll be no influence over at all over these people at all. Says Avraham Avinu, Michut Vatsrichnal, I want nothing. I don't want a penny from you. Because I prefer these people coming over to me, that you should not come along and say Ani Shartis Avraham. I have to be careful, there's no Chil Hashem over here. Melech Sadoim was all about not being influenced himself and making sure nobody else got influenced either. Avraham Avinu was all about Adarabba, Kovod Shamai. But the Maisa, how is not influenced? How did he not see who Avraham Avinu was? How did he not see that his life got saved? And it's only due to Avraham Avinu. How did he not see his gadlus through that? Please listen to this. The Pasuk says, V'nivrachu b'chol kol mishpachoy sa'adomo. All the mishpachos Adama will bless you. Hadag v'nivrachu b'chol, Pirush Rashi. Oyma odom lebnoi tehek Avram. Everyone will say to their child, I want it to be like Avraham Avinu. Nivrachu b'chol kol mishpachos Adama. Everyone will wish their child it should be like Avraham Avinu. Carries on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Mekalelcho o'oyr. Those who curse you will be cursed. Ask us Fasemes. He doesn't understand. If everyone's going to bless that their children should be like Avraham Avinu, who's giving them klolos? Who's cursing Avraham Avinu? Everyone's blessing Avraham Avinu. Should be a child should be like them. I want you to be like Avraham Avinu. So why are you cursing Avraham Avinu? Those who curse you will be cursed. Who should possibly curse Avraham Avinu if they appreciate him? Says the Sfasem assistant to this Rabbi Isai. He says, look at Bilam. Bilam says, Tomis Nafshi Moisi Shurin. I want to die like Klal Yisrael. I appreciate who they were. They're good, honest people. But you know what? I want to try and curse them as well. There are plenty of people who appreciate the godless of Klal Yisrael. There are plenty of those on the population who appreciate, who value the values of Torah, who value Talmidei Chachamim, who value Das Torah, but they curse them out. They hate them. Why? Because they don't feel there'll ever be anything like them. And therefore you can be benivrachu b'chol, you can wish deep down in your heart that your children should be like Avraham Avinu, and at the same time you can curse Avraham Avinu out. Because you feel that these people are too distant from you. Once spoke to a galach, the Havdol. And he said most of the people in the world believe that the reason why the Jews are hated is because they killed Yoshki. They killed JC. He said he doesn't believe that. He said he believes the reason why the nations of the world hate the Jews is because they created JC. According to them. They created a moral standing in the world. Before they can do whatever they want, now they can't do whatever they want. Not being able to do whatever you want, having that mental pressure of having the guy over there who's behaving himself, and that puts an onus on me, you can appreciate him, you can hate him at the same time. The Melech Sodoim saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a nace to Avraham Avinu and did a nace to him to save his own life, but he can hate Avraham Avinu and do everything in his possibility to try and trick him and play games with him. That was Melech Sodoim. Mechut Batzroich Nal, says the Gemara, B'shvil Shom Avraham Avinu, Mechut Batzroich Nal, Zochu Bonav Lebeis Mitzvus. Because he said, I'm not going to take chutbat tzorich now, he's got two mitzvahs. What are two mitzvahs? Chut shot cheles, peritzur shot tefillin. What's the shaykhus? What's the middle kenege middle over here? I want to take a chutbat tzorich now, since I can play in the words. So he got tefillin, and he got tzitzis. What's the shaykhus? Says Rebbe Lopyin, the Rosh Yeshiva of Gate said, he says as follows. He says, that does anyone really think that if the Melech Sodoim gave Avraham Avinu a little thread, he can possibly say, I made Avraham Avinu wealthy? The answer is, that is chet. That is the koyach of the Yetzer Hara. The koyach of the Yetzer Hara is a propaganda machine. He's able to spin things so well that from giving a thread to Avraham Avinu, he can come along later on and say, Avraham Avinu's wealth is because of me. Klal Yisrael are aware of that. Klal Yisrael know the koyach of a small item, of how one thing leads them to the other. Look at tzitzis. Tzitzis, tcheles doim ele yam, yam doim ele rakia, rakia doim ele kisya hakovet. It's one step after the other, how one can reach one level after the other. We know how important small details are. And we know that because of these mitzvahs, tefillin and tzitzis represent to us the ideas of how one step after the other, one small mitzvah can lead us to greatness. And therefore, the clash of cultures was that Melech Sodoim was believing that it's all about me. It's nothing to do with the Ribbono Shleilam, and therefore I am going to look after myself. And the Ribbono Shleilam doesn't exist. Avraham Avinu is all about knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, building level after level, battle after battle, until he makes himself great. And therefore, how do you do that with small mitzvahs? Rambam says, "Kol mi sheyesh tefillin bereishis b'zrei b'tzitzis b'bigdoy." So the pischei muchzak hu shlo yechte. Small mitzvahs. You do it properly, you won't do a chet. That's Avraham Avinu Melech Sodoim. How is it different between Avraham Avinu and Pari Melech Mitzrayim? In Pari Melech Mitzrayim, he did take the Rechush. Pari Melech Mitzrayim ate on the parasha. They took Avraham Avinu's wife, they took Sarai, and a nace happened, and Melech Mitzrayim was very upset about it, and he gave Avraham Avinu wealth. Why was it Avraham Avinu accepted wealth then and did not accept the wealth from Melech Sodoim? What's the difference? So there are a few reasons. One reason is, like I said beforehand, because there's a whole trick in order to make Avraham Avinu have little influence over those people who are saved. Therefore, Avraham Avinu walked away from it. That's one idea. The Be'er Moshe brings down that we have a principle of Maisa Ovois Simon Abonim. Avraham Avinu and Yitzhak and Yaakov, they put down the foundations of Klal Yisrael, and therefore, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to Klal Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim, Achrei Kein, Yetzer Baruchus Gadol, Ishgat with wealth, Avraham Avinu went down in this way, this time Mitzrayim, to take the wealth from Mitzrayim to make to begin the process, as it were, that will be a similar bonding. The third Peshat is a Peshat which is brought down from many of the Achrayim, and that is that there's a major difference between what happened in the time of Sodoim and what happened in Mitzrayim. In Sodoim, it was a Mulchama. And in every Mulchama, one side wins and one side loses. The danger of Avraham Avinu, taking from Sodoim is because it seems as if I won, the Klichi Va'itzim Yodi Osir Zachai Lazeh. I did, I was successful. when it's a chance of believing that you are victorious and you're entitled to it because I won, Avraham Avinu says, I don't want this. And in fact, the very interesting, the is it? The Malbim says, Harimoisi Yodi El Hashem Kelian in Kosh Mayim Varetz Mechud Vatzroich Nal the Seima Who's Harimoisi Yodi, I'm picking up my hand. The Seima Ani Heshad, who's the Ani Heshad is Avram? The hand. My hand shouldn't say I made Avram Vino wealthy. You understand again? The Seima Ani Heshad is Avram, who's the Ani? Ani is referring to Harimoisi Yodi, referring to the hand. The hand shouldn't say I made Avram Vino wealthy. With Sodom, it was all about Kuyichi Vaitzim Yodi, perhaps. Avraham Avinu walked away. With Paroi, there's no Kuyichi Vaitzim Yodi, he was totally passive. What possibility was there to look at victorious over this? He did nothing. Kosh Baruch Hu all did it through an S. In that case, there's no Chashash Bechlal of Chas V'Shalom, any apokorsis, or any form of feeling that he's in control, and in that case, he's very happy to take from its right. That's the third Peshat. The fourth Peshat is brought down from Rishlema Kluger and Imre Schaefer. He says that Avraham Avinu had by this time a very stretched tab. He had a credit card bill that he owed. What's Peshat? The Pasuk says, Vayelech leMasov, the Rashi brings down, he went back on his Masov, on his travels. Says Rashi in Perik Yud Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, Vayelech leMasov, Keshechozom Mitzrayim Eretz Kanaan, he went and lived in the same hotels that he was previously. On the way back from Mitzrayim, he paid back all his debts. So Avinu had a bunch of debts. He had to pay them up. So how did he pay them up? Now Malach Mitzrayim gave him money, so he took that money and he paid up the debts he previously had. So you couldn't be frum in somebody else's cheshbon and say, you know what, I'm not taking any money. You owe people money. You can't be frum in somebody else's cheshbon when Lamaisi owed people money. And therefore by Mitzrayim, when he still owed people money, he took the money. By Stoim, he's a very wealthy man, he didn't take any money. But the kasha is begged, that how did he take the debts in the first place? He didn't know that Pari Malach Mitzrayim is going to give him money. So how did he go into debt in the first place, not knowing how he's going to cipher his checks? Says some cipher that Avraham Avinu was laughed at by the Tzonei Hadoyer. Lech lecha me'ad zuchol me'lad zuchol be'sevicha eresu shereko, and I'll make you wealthy, the gadol shemecha, I'll make you wealthy. Avraham Avinu didn't even have a penny in his pocket. He's going down, traveling from place to place, trying to get down to Mitzrayim. He can't even pay his bills. Right? Those people who gave him in a hotel free were those people who are laughing at him. Ah, you haven't got money? You can stay by us, no problem. You're a poor man. We look after poor people. You're poor, right? Hashem said he could be wealthy. Don't worry about it. We look after poor people too. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ridiculous. Avraham especially went back, stayed in the same dingy holes that he was on the way there, and he paid back all these people. And he said, you know what? I believe I can take a loan from you. I'm not doing it as a gift, it's a loan, because I believe one day HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay me back. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did pay them back. And when he came with his wadded, with his limousine, and he'd step that limousine in his beautiful Savile Row suit and his bow tie, and he came along with his iPhone 5 and he put it down on the counter of his Rolex watch and paid them back cash. Where's all the money from? Because Broker gave him this money. That's when he actually made a Kiddush Hashem. It was all about Kiddush Hashem. It wasn't about changing his lifestyle though. It's very interesting. According to first class chat in Rashi, away down he had no money, so probably stayed in some little bug ridden bread and breakfast, right? On the way back, he was multi-millionaire. He still stayed in the same rooms. Never lived it up with the wealth that Pari gave him. But anyway, that's aside the point. But this is Avraham Avinu. It's all about Kiddush Hashem. It's all about Gadlus Begadlus Shemecho. It's all about being Megadla Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. Now, I'd like to talk about now two other people. We talked about Avraham Avinu, and we talked about Melech Sodom. I want to talk about now Hoggar. Hoggar. Now Hoggar is looked in this week's parasha as a bit of a nebuch, a downtrodden shifka. The Maisa, she came from an extremely good heritage. She was a princess, and she's willing to become a shifka of Avraham Avinu. A lot of praise is said about her. But it's a very, very interesting vortov. Listen to this, it's a gavaldi. In Perik Tezayin, Pasuk Tes, beautiful, beautiful vort. Look beforehand, Perik Tezayin, There's a lot of different. So the Sara Ish of Romli Olderloy, etc., etc. Took Hogar. Anyway, Sara wasn't so nice to her, whatever that means, and she ran away. Vayomtzor Malach Hashem al Ena Ma'im b'Midbar al Ayin b'Derech Shor, and a Malach met her. Vayomer Hogar Shivcha Sara. He said to her, "Where are you going?" Instead of running away, Vayomer Lo Malach Hashem. The Malach said to her, "Shuvel Gevirteich." Vayomer Lo Malach Hashem. The Malach said to her, "Habe Arbe Zarich." Vayomer Lo Malach Hashem. What's this Malach, Malach, Malach? What's going on over here? How you know? Why is this Malach Hashem, Malach Hashem, Malach Hashem? Says Rashi. Al kol amira hoyishleach lo Malach acher. On every amira over here, there's a new Malach. Lekach nema Malach b'chol amira amira. That's why it says Malach in every addressing that Kosh Baruch Hu did. It says a Malach in each time. Rabbi Yisai, why did he need so many Malachim? Why can he use the same Malach doing the same message? Just give Hogar this bunch of messages. Why do you have to have a Malach each time? So the Shulchan Malka answers as follows. Here's Marima Kotno, beautiful, beautiful sefer. He says as follows. He says that when a person becomes subjugated, when a person is willing to machnia himself to Ribbono Shel Olam, then this person is not the same person as before. This person reaches a completely new level. Hogar was told by this Malach to do a command, and she was maskim, she agreed. That same Malach cannot address her again, because she is now Ro'i, she is now fitting to get a far greater Malach speaking to her. So that Malach had to go, and he had to get a Malach on a far higher level that's going to be speaking to her. When she took the next instruction and went into that as well, and she was willing to listen to that instruction, then she became even greater. That same Malach can't talk to her now. It's not befitting her to speak to that Malach. She's going to have even a greater Malach. And therefore a new Malach came to speak to her. Every time she is willing to listen to Rabbeinu Shlomo's command, she became a different person. She became a different level. And therefore that same Malach to speak to her all the way along is partial b'zayin for her. For Malach to speak to her where she was 5 minutes ago and that level to the Malach where she is now, she's a completely different level. It's not covered for her to speak to the same Malach anymore. She deserves much, much more. That Rabbi Yisai is talking about a Shifcha Knanis. That she became great, she can't even speak to the same Malach that she spoke to 5 minutes ago. Why? Because she is willing to now be greater and be connected to Rabbi Yisai and greater. Kal v'chema, a person who is a Ben Torah. Kal v'chema, a person who is willing to do Tshuva Shlema. A person who is willing to live the life as an Elah Chayid. How he can grow from second to second. And Baal Shem used to say that we could be Mechayim Mesim, we could reach my levels of Tanoim and Amoroim. The only reason why we can't is because of our Gaiva. And any little bit of Gaiva we get rid of. Every little bit of Hachno we have to do Rebbeinu Shel Olam can bring us up levels that a Malach who spoke to us 5 minutes ago cannot speak to us today. And that's the Koyach of moving from level to level. That's the Koyach of growing from one stage to the other. That's the Koyach of Avraham Avinu's hope that was able to educate those who wanted to listen. That one can grow from one level to the other, and it's not all or nothing, like Melech Sodom. And Lot never picked up on that. What's the pasuk say? Vayehal Lot ad Sodom. Lot left Avraham Avinu and went ad Sodom. What's that? Ad Sodom. What's Vayehal Lot ad Sodom? Vayehal Lot b'Sodom. Says in the Mefarshim. You know why? Because a Rasha can't become a Rasha overnight. Just like that. He can't leave Avraham Avinu, which is a pinnacle of Kedusha, and end up in Sodom. Vayehaloit ad Sodom. He made a journey. Every day he went further and further towards Sodom. Eventually he was in Sodom itself. Vayehal ad Sodom, until he became within Sodom itself. Avraham the exact opposite. Vayelach v'nsoya ha-negba. He went closer and closer to Yerushalayim. That is the difference between Gadlus and Katnus. That's the difference between Rishus and Tzidkus. The path of how one goes, the path of growth, knowing that every battle is Choshev, appreciating and understanding that you can't become Avraham Avinu overnight, but it's a path, it's a realization that you can be completely different 5 minutes ago to where you are today. To bless Avraham Avinu is to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I understand that I'm going to be working on myself, I'm going to be growing from day to day. Lot never appreciated that. Lot became such an apikoros. Lot became such a rasha that Avraham Avinu said to him, I cannot have any shaychus with you. The pasuk says, Al na tehi meriva beini beinecho ki anoshim achim anachnu. Yeah, Al Nor, please, do not let there be a fight between us. Ki anoshim achim anachnu. Says the Rav Shimon Sofer, he's the Olei Rebbe, the Rav Olei, he says as follows. from the Sofer family, yeah? Al no! Let it not be no! Let it not be diplomacy over here. Al no! Let it not be not. Let it not be diplomacy. On the contrary. Meriva beini beinecho. I want it to be a fight between you and me. Because if we don't fight, if we don't separate ourselves, then I'm going to be influenced. Why? Ki anashim achim anachnu, because we're so related. We have to distance ourselves from any connection with Melech Sedoim. Without hashkofa, that it's impossible to become a godly b'toy, therefore I hate them. Chas v'chalila. To grow towards godless is to know that it's all about the small battles. Al no. Shlomo HaMelech, the Pasuk says of Shlomo HaMelech, V'Hashem nosan chochma l'Shlomo, V'hi shalom ben Chiron ben Shlomo. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave chochma to Shlomo, and there was shalom between him and Chiron. V'yirchasu b'rishneim. Right? What's Pshat V'Hashem gave chochma to Shlomo? Only Shlomo HaMelech, who's a chochma kol odin, can make shalom with Chiron. A person who's a negative influence, who's a melech sadoim, a person who is selfish, a person who has no idea what it means to give and to grow, while I have no shaykhus with them. And one gets influenced. And unless a person knows how to deal with encouraging them to become Elech Yidden and not to be influenced, he shall have no shaykhus with it. The Pasuk says that the Medrash, the Sforim say, Shosha Tikken Shleim Melech Erevin until it's a dime. Yotza Baskol Va'omra B'ni Im Chochem Lipcho Yisamach Libi Gamoni. When Shleim Melech did until it's a dime and Erevin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Baskol came out and said, B'ni Im Chochem Lipcho. Ah! I'm very happy. What's the idea? What is Erevin all about? Connecting people. It's all about uniting people. Correct? That's Erevin. Have people in a chotzer who can't carry from one chotzer to the other, can't carry within the chotzer. It's connecting people. What is Tilis Daim all about? Separating people. It's Amarat in the hands of Tomei. Therefore you make a separation. You're separating from those who are Tumah. Shlomo HaMelech was a chochem when you knew when to unite and when to separate. That is a chochem. Even if you have to make peace with those Rishoyim, the Pasuk says, V'yichrasu bris shneihem with loit. They made a bris, it doesn't say V'yichrasu shneihem bris. There was not shneihem. V'yichrasu bris, that's shneihem. They should always be separate. There should always be two separate entities. Melech Sedoim, those who are selfish, those who don't want to grow, those who curse Avraham Avinu, those who don't believe in Emunah and Betochen, that Rabbein Shalom is a Kol Yochel, and he can give them everything they need, we have nothing to do with them. We are Abnei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, to give and to give and to give, to grow and to grow and to grow, which B'zoich Be'ez Hashem, Mais Ovisim Labonim, to HaKosh Baruch has put the obvious and he's ready made the foundations for us to learn the way that they have prepared us, and B'ez Hashem we should follow in their footsteps.